let's ask Frank Romano. He teaches law, literature, history, and philosophy of law at the University of Paris. He's also written Love and Terror in the Middle East. Hello, Frank.
Hi, Misha. How are you doing?
We're doing great. So what should the United States do about possible chemical weapons in Syria? I believe it might have been Senator John McCain yesterday who said that he hopes now that the government will do something and arm the rebels. But there's concerns about al-Qaeda members being within their ranks, right?
Yes. In Dagestan, where the suspects visited, as well as Chechnya, there are al-Qaeda connections, and as the reports have shown, the Russian Secret Service did inform the FBI, and perhaps the CIA as well, of the visit. However, that in itself doesn't mean that he made that connection. Number two, and I'm going to take the devil's advocate here, Rachel.
Okay.
Mr. McCain, it seems like he could be baiting government to do something. Just a day ago, without having specific proof, said Assad Assad has gone over the red line. It's made a definitive statement like that, and now he's sort of saying, now we've got to do something. Is it if we end up doing something, precipitating something, as what happened in Iraq, going in saying we had proof of weapons of mass destruction, we need to be very careful here, and not to be careful to be prompted to do something that we'll regret later, as we often have for precipitating the attack in Iraq without engaging in clear studies, without allowing the inspectors to find out if there are weapons there.
Well, this is certainly reminiscent, right, of the pre-Iraq war, because, you know, then you had all this question about whether there were WMDs, and none were found after the fact, but that was the reason we went in. And President Obama, having opposed the war, even said way back when he doesn't want to let the fact that that was a failure lead us away from doing humanitarian work in other places where it might be justified. He's politically caught a little bit here, because this starts to look an awful lot like the Iraq situation, right?
Right, Andrew. But on the other hand, if he sits on his hands here and there is real, true, hardcore evidence that this nerve gas sarin has been used, and perhaps other chemical weapons, then, you know, he would greatly lose credibility after having made that statement a while back, that the red line would be if the Syrian government uses chemical weapons. So he's between a rock and a hard place here. He's going to have to make something decisive decisions here. As we said before, Rachel and Andrew, the government is want for decisions now, but it needs to be backed up as well. So the other extreme is not good either. Inaction would be clearly ineffective, and would really lose American credibility in this case.
You know, but we haven't heard, Frank, of the kind of mass casualties as often as we were hearing, say, a year ago, where the Syrian people were just being slaughtered. Why the difference when the war is still going on?
Well, I think the strategy has changed now. I think the government is going after strategic areas now, as opposed to massively annihilating his own people. I think he believes he's changed the strategy, that this would be far more effective. And another thing, I think what this indicates, Rachel, is that the rebels are becoming more effective as well. They're having to be the pinpoint attacks indicate the rebels are integrating, are getting in to the very sensitive areas now, and that, I think, is the reason why we're not getting the mass casualties we've had before. That the rebels are being pinpointed, but it also indicates that they are succeeding more and more in infiltrating certain areas that they hadn't done before.
Okay, interesting analysis, Frank. As always, thanks for being on America's Radio News.
My pleasure, Rachel.
Frank Romano teaches law, literature, history, and philosophy at law at the University of Paris.